Recently, the Center for Dairy Research was given $1 million in grants, and a large portion of that is going to be going into the Beverage Innovation Center, where they're going to be looking at creating dairy beverages that don't have to be refrigerated. I was able to talk to John Lucy, the director for the Center for Dairy Research, about aseptic technology and the impact that this could have on potentials for new dairy products.
Aseptic technology is already available in some products, and sometimes these products are the products you might see if you go into a convenience store or a pharmacy or somewhere and you see some sort of drink product that's not in the refrigerator or in a cooler. They are packaged so that they are sterile, and therefore, because they are sterile, there's no bacteria in it. That means that you don't need to store it in the refrigerator. So literally, that technology is a very interesting technology because it doesn't need refrigeration, but it requires very specific equipment to do that. So regular fluid milk that we buy, you know, the gallon jugs we buy in the store, goes to a process that's called pasteurization. And pasteurization is not sterilization. Pasteurization is designed from a food safety point of view to kill all pathogens, so all bacteria that could cause us to get sick or be unwell. It is only designed to do that. It's not designed to kill everything. So there are some bacteria that survive that are what we call spoilage bacteria. They do no harm to us, but eventually they will make the milk go sour. So the regular gallon jug is not a sterile product, and there are things that might grow in it, but none of them are pathogens. So what we're trying to do with this technology is that this process involves what we call ultra-high temperature. So it goes up to very high temperatures, over a couple of hundred Fahrenheit, but for only a couple of seconds. So basically, it does a very short heating to high temperature for a very short time, and that's enough to kill all bacteria that are present in the milk, all of them. Now, if that is packaged in a sterile environment, you think of sterile environment, it's almost like, you know, the doctor wards when they're doing, you know, operations and everything is cleaned and the hands are cleaned and everything is cleaned. That's what we're kind of talking about, except it's done within the equipment. So no chance for anything to contaminate the product. So if we heat it and kill everything, and then we package it in special equipment where there's no chance for anything to contaminate the product in the package, in the air, by handling or anything, then when that product is finished, that product has no bacteria in it, nothing can grow, so it can now be stored on the counter because they don't have to worry about slowing down the bacteria growing and storing it in a refrigerator to slow them down because there's nothing in there.
You're going to be doing this research at the Beverage Innovation Center. How did the Beverage Innovation Center kind of get started?
So we have been helping companies, and actually the Badger Athletics program here, we partnered with them for many, many years. And we have developed various beverages and products for the, you know, our student athletes for many years, including one that's called Rapid Whey. We have done a variety of beverage products or new product development for a variety of companies over the last 10 or 15 years. So we were working in this area, but we never had all of the equipment to do all of this aseptic side of things that I just talked about. We could do some things here in our building, but when we needed something as complicated as aseptic processing, we needed to go out of the building. And sometimes we had to go as far away as Texas to get the processing done.
Texas is quite the drive, so being able to have it here in-house is going to be a lot easier for you guys to really work with producing a lot more products more quickly.
Yes, we wanted to have something here that was more custom-made and more designed to help companies develop new products. Because a lot of times when you're developing a new product, you have to try a lot of batches to see if you got the right taste or you got the right color or you got the right nutrients and that it actually lasts, because these aseptic products, they can stay on the shelf for several months and still be good. So we have to test them through the whole shelf life to make sure that this process really worked. Having it here and being able to do that work and then do the shelf life testing here and do consumer testing for the companies, it's a huge deal.
What are some examples of these new products that you guys might be looking to be trying to create?
Well, our goal is to work with companies and entrepreneurs, and they always have lots of ideas. But there's a lot of innovation in this space, whether it's for going for nutrition or meal replacement products or just even water with added components from dairy proteins and things like that. But we'll work with companies on this. We will work with entrepreneurs on this. We ourselves don't create new products. We partner with companies to create new products. They want to sell it. They're the ones who are going to literally sell it and try and create a business out of it.
A lot of this aseptic technology isn't brand new, and it's kind of more popular in Europe than it is here. Can you explain why that might be?
Yeah, so the general process for aseptic processing of milk dates back a number of years. And in some parts of the world, it is used. So literally, in many parts of the world, they will buy it in cans or cartons. And you can put the milk just like you would put your beer. You don't always have to store, if you buy a lot of beer in advance, you don't always have to store it in a refrigerator. You can store it in the basement. You could store it somewhere in a corridor or somewhere. And a lot of times people might take that product and put it in a refrigerator the night before so it's cold, so it tastes better cold. It's just like your beer probably tastes better cold, but it doesn't have to be stored permanently in the refrigerator. Now, the difference is when they go through this process, the higher temperatures involved in this process, sometimes people get a slightly cooked note. So think about if you boiled milk in a saucepan, on the stove and cooked it for a while, and you smell it, you get kind of a slightly kind of cooked milk kind of note after it's heated there for a while. Some people have consumers notice a small difference in taste or flavor.
Does this necessarily have to be used for new beverage products, or could it just simply be used to repackage milk in a new way?
I have a feeling that it will be used to create new milks or new beverages. The standard gallon jug of milk that we buy is a very highly regulated product by the federal and state governments in terms of, because they're worried about food safety, because obviously a lot of kids will drink milk. So they want to make sure, first of all, that it's safe and not going to cause people to get sick. But what that does is they regulate this very tightly in all processes and all ingredients and what you can use. So it actually has a negative, unfortunately, is that it's very hard to innovate in that space.
And not only are new products going to be developed, but it could make current products more sustainable.
Well, I think there's a sustainability angle here, too, because, and food waste angle that many people are talking about right now. Regular fluid milk has a very short shelf life and needs refrigeration constantly, otherwise it will spoil. These kind of products, we could process it and wouldn't need to be consumed immediately, and it can stay unrefrigerated for months. So when you think about certain times of the year where there's a large flush of milk supply, it's not very easy just to convert it into fluid milk because it won't last very long. This would last a lot longer as products. I don't think we're going to export regular fluid milk because we're too far away from Asian markets here, but maybe very specialized beverages with very unusual compositions or nutritional profiles. All of those still would have the nutrition of dairy. The excellent nutrition of dairy is what we want to sell. It doesn't exactly have to look like regular gallon jugs of milk. It could be different, but as long as it has the nutrition of dairy, I think that's what we should strive for.
These new products could usher in a host of new markets for the dairy industry. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Reba McClone.